I really do owe you an apology. What for? Well, when we first met, you were so very brave and open and vulnerable with me. All those secrets you shared with me. I mean, I've always thought I was adventurous sexually, but you opened me up to things I didn't even know existed. But when you told me those things, I have to confess, I didn't really know what to think. It was all so new, and I wasn't sure it was real. After our first date, when we sat on the couch, you offered to give me a foot rub. What girl is going to say no to that? Honestly, I thought it was just a way for you to try and get in my pants. But it wasn't, was it? You told me all about your fetish as you rubbed them. It was so cute when you asked if you could sniff them. I have to admit, I felt a bit self-conscious. I mean, I know what my feet smell like after a long day at work, and then wearing the same shoes to dinner, and my tights trapping all of that sweat against my feet. But as you pressed your face against my feet and took that deep breath, your expression changed to one of sheer ecstasy. Those soft, gentle moans. It was like you were in your own little world. It tickled a bit as you kissed them, but I loved every minute of it. You told me then that you would do anything to worship my feet. And I remember giggling. Anything? I thought you were just excited. I'm sorry I didn't believe you. Over the next few weeks and months, I could feel your addiction to me grow. I could feel my control over you growing. I'll never forget the rush I felt the first time you asked to rub my feet. And I told you, no. The look on your face, the crushing disappointment. I could see how much you needed it. Then you said it again. You'd do anything, anything. The rush of control I felt when I denied you again was exquisite. Watching you sink emotionally when I told you there was nothing you could do. You begged me. It was so hot. Your voice changed. You sounded like a little boy, so lost and helpless. And if you were addicted to my feet, in that moment, I became addicted to your suffering. Oh, it scared me at first, and we slipped back into our old patterns. Foot rubs, foot worship, our little ritual when I came home from the gym, peeling off my socks and you smelling them before licking the sweat off my stinky gym feet. And when you were very, very good, having you lie on your back while I cuffed your hands above your head, covering your cock in baby oil and sliding my feet over your throbbing hard cock. At first you would come so quick, but I learned how to read you and bring you right to the edge. Pretty little feet teasing you and tormenting you for hours. When you told me you liked how it felt to be frustrated and denied by my pretty little feet, I'm sorry I didn't believe you. It felt so good when you opened up to me even more. I loved digging into that kinky brain of yours. I know it was hard for you to tell me all of those secrets, those fantasies that you've had for years. But I loved every last one of them. It just took me a while to believe they were real. I remember on my birthday, when one of your gifts for me was a small metal cage. I wasn't sure what it was at first, until you explained it to me. It was for your cock, and you wanted me to lock you up. The gift wasn't the cage, it was your cock, and you wanted to give it to me. It was such a sweet gesture. I'm sorry I didn't believe you when you told me you wanted me to lock it up and deny you. As days turned to weeks and weeks turned to months, I learned to trust you even more. You loved being locked for me, and I loved holding your key. I loved teasing you. I loved tormenting you. I loved how now whenever you even saw my feet, your expression would change. The cage would get so very tight, so confining. For the first time, there was a cost for you. If you wanted to see my feet, kiss them, smell them, touch them, you'd have to suffer for me. And that felt amazing. Now when I would remove the cage and let my feet press against your cock, you knew it was going to end in frustration. Not letting you come became a passion for me. Seeing you squirm and struggle, letting your fetish torture you. I grew increasingly interested in the idea, and now, well, I can't go back. I can't turn the thoughts off. And when you told me you'd do anything to worship my feet, I'm sorry I didn't believe you. But I do now. And so, here we are. You addicted to my feet, and me addicted to your suffering and denial. Now it's time for a little test. You're going to make some choices. Hard choices. Difficult choices. Choices that will allow both of us to get more of what we want. Look at my lips. Watch me run my fingers over them. I know how much you love them. And how much it means to you when we kiss. I know I'm a good kisser. I know how to kiss. To nibble gently on your lip. To press my full lips to yours. How to grab your hair and hold your head while I ravage your mouth with my tongue. I know how to leave you breathless and wrecked. Just my lips. My lips. My kisses. My hot, wet, sloppy kisses. Or my feet. You only get one from now on. You need to choose.
Shush, I know. It's not fair, is it?
But now every time you look at me, you're going to be missing something. Two things you love. Which do you love more? Maybe if I play a bit with your cage, it will help you decide. I did tell you it would be a hard choice, didn't I? My feet? Are you sure? No more lips. No more kisses. Oh, I'll still let you watch as I put on my lipstick, put on my lip gloss. Don't worry, you'll still get to see. You just can't touch or feel. You said anything, and I believe you. So now, what about these? You always touch them so gently, tracing your fingers over my nipples, giving them just a gentle pinch, not enough to hurt, but enough to make them stiffen and swell. You caress them with such love and tenderness. I know how much you love my bras, which is good, because from now on that is all you get to see. No more naked breasts, no more nipples, just pretty bras. When you see those bras, I want you to think about how you're no longer allowed to touch me there. Forbidden. Denied. I mean, unless, of course, you want to give up that other thing. What other thing? My feet, silly. Choice number two. Breasts or feet? Which do you want? Because one of them is going away forever. Well, that was quick, wasn't it? You really are a dirty little foot addict. Why don't you lie down on your back? I'll slip my shoes off and rest my stocking-clad feet on your face for encouragement. There we go. Take a nice deep inhale. Don't they smell lovely? That brings us to choice number three. Hands. Hold still. No squirming. Not my hands. Yours. At the moment, you can touch me anywhere you like. Anywhere. Whenever you want. Or you can touch my feet whenever I want. Whenever I tell you that you can. No more touching, no more hugs, no more cuddling. Every day you will see me and not be allowed any physical contact at all. With that one exception, my feet. Only when I say and how I permit it. The rest of me will be totally off limits. Think hard about this one. Think about how much we touch. How good it feels. Are you willing to give all that up just to have a chance to kiss my feet? Are you nodding? You want to give up all that for my feet? I don't think I've ever seen your cage strain so much. Oh, poor baby, that must be terribly uncomfortable. Maybe if I just pressed on it with my foot, it would feel all better. Ew, it's leaking. Lick that off my foot. Icky, messy boy. I guess it probably goes without saying. But my pussy is off limits now too. I haven't decided if I will ever let you even see it. But obviously you'll never be allowed to touch it again. I know how much you like smelling it. And I think I'm going to let you keep doing that. Do you know why? Because I want you to know how wet and excited and turned on it makes me to see you suffer for me. To deny you. I want you to smell what you can't have. I want to watch it make your caged cock swell and twitch and ache. But there's another reason too. I have a date tonight. Oh, did I forget to mention that? From now on, I'm going to be seeing other men. Who? Well, it is funny you should ask. See if you can guess. I'll give you a hint. You trained him. You worked with him. He got that promotion that you wanted. And now? Oh, don't shake your head. And now he's your boss. I guess he's going to be my boss tonight, too. We've been talking for a few weeks. Oh, stop squirming. He knows all about you. All about us. I've told him there are only two rules. You have to be there to watch. And he's not allowed to touch my feet. Those are yours, baby. But everything else is going to be his tonight. When he gets here, I'm going to kiss him. I'm going to leave him breathless, the way I used to leave you. And he's going to grab my hair and kiss me back hard. And you're going to watch silently. You won't say a word. You will just sit and watch. He's going to rip my shirt open, tear off my bra, push me up against the wall. He's going to grab my breasts hard. Not tender and loving like you would, but rough and primal. Like an animal, I'll moan into his mouth as he kisses me even harder. And you'll sit and watch and not say a word. He'll bend me over the table, pull up my skirt, pull down my panties and ram his hard cock into my wet cunt. I'll be so turned on. You'll be able to smell me across the room. Wetness running down my thighs. Oh, he will fuck me for what seems like forever. I will twist and squirm and he'll press my face down hard against the table and take me over and over again. Maybe twisting my arm hard behind my back if I resist too much. And you will sit and watch and not say a word. He'll take me to the bedroom and throw me down. He'll pull off my tights and use them to tie me up. He'll force my legs apart and finger me roughly, letting me know he's in charge. Then he'll fuck me again, even harder this time. His hand covering my mouth to muffle my screams and moans. His cock is so big it stretches me and fills me completely. He doesn't stop. Over and over he pounds me for hours. And you'll sit and watch and not say a word. When he's done, he'll get dressed and leave me a quivering mess on the bed. He'll leave his cum inside me and you'll watch it running down my thighs. You'll want to hold me and comfort me, but you aren't allowed to anymore. I'll stand up and wait as his cum runs down my legs, all the way down to my feet. When it does, I'll tell you to crawl over and lick them. The only part of me you get to touch anymore. And now, only to lick another man's, your boss's, cum off them. I'll watch as you obey, crawling to me, pressing your face to my feet and licking. I'll feel your love for me, your desire, your passion. You told me you'd do anything for my feet. And today, I believe you.